Westlock. The town of Westlock wants to become a designated community under the Rural Renewal Stream Program, a provincial government initiative aimed at the attraction and retention of foreign nationals to rural Alberta via a community-driven approach that supports local economic development needs and contributes to the growth of the community. At their February 13 meeting, councillors voted 7-0 to endorse an application letter signed by Mayor Ralph Larrajee that notes its participation in the program is geared toward supporting our local businesses in the attraction and retention of newcomers to our community. In addition to the letter, the town also submitted a rural renewal designation application form, an economic development plan, list of participating local employers, plus an endorsement support letter from a settlement providing organization that will be collaborating with the community to identify and plan for relocation needs for successful integration into the community. In this case, the Library and Family and Community Support Services have provided letters. I think it's really important to reflect on the impact that newcomers have had on this community. I think about when my family came to town 30 years ago and there weren't that many, and it's really changed, said Kaun. Murtaza Jamali, who made the motion to send the application letter. It's an important part of our fabric and we should support this in any way we can. Town Development Services Director Crystal Fedoritz explained that the program, which carries no funding or direct expenses, is geared towards communities with a population less than 100,000 outside the Edmonton and Calgary regions and is meant to serve as a catalyst to attract and retain newcomers to Westlock and support our business community. Other criteria to participate include having an economic development plan and a local labor market need, with employers able to provide permanent, full-time, non-seasonal employment opportunities, which Fedoritz said, we do have. Part of the criteria of this program is that it's community-led. We have received requests from the business community to become a part of it and become a designated community under it, Fedoritz explained. And although there is no funding, there are grants available based on what you do with the program and how you support business. Kaun. Curtis Snell gave kudos to administration for getting an application together, in short order, following requests from the business community to participate as it's running in other areas and has been successful. Ultimately, participation will open the community to workers and entrepreneurs who have applied to the Alberta Advantage Immigration Program. Locally, the town and county of Barrhead are already a part of the program. I'm happy it's going forward, Snell added. George Blaise, townandcountrytoday.com.